letter to Christians who were members of the local churches in Rome. And he described their relationship to each other in terms of the members of your body. He does the same thing in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. He does the same thing in Ephesians chapter 4, where he relates this body, praise God, to the same human body that we look at. He said we got eyes, we got ears, we got a head, we got a mouth. Praise God, we have feet. We have legs, we have hands, praise God. And it takes all of those things to make this body function.
That's right.
So he talks about it. In other words, Paul described our relationship with each other in the terms of the members of our body. He did this, praise God. And let me tell you, Paul's idea is that each believer is a living part of Christ's body, and that each one has a special function to perform. There won't be no shouting message today. We each have a special function to perform. Each believer has a special gift or gifts to be used for the building up of the body and the perfecting of other believers. There is nothing wrong, praise God, with us having gifts and us having a gift or gifts, as long as we use those gifts to glorify God, to build up each other. Praise God. Paul is saying that we belong to each other. We need each other. No man is an island unto himself. And we need each other. I need you. You need me. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. If we are in this thing called the body of Christ, we certainly need each other. And I want us for this Thanksgiving. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. I know somebody come in and say we're going to have a good Thanksgiving service. But for this Thanksgiving, I want us to spend some time with our biological families. But at the same time, praise God, I want us, praise God, to realize that God has put us in even a larger family, a family that's called the body of Christ. Praise God. And since we are in this family, we ought to be thankful for one another and not be envious. Oh, I told y'all it wasn't going to be no shouting today. We're to lift each other up. Look what Paul says in this text. Praise God, when you have some time, I know all the children are out of school all next week. Praise God, now while you're out of school, I want you to go back. I want you to read that entire chapter in Rome. I want you to look at it. Paul Paul, in this text that I read today, I already told you about our relationship to God. But Paul, in this text, is telling us about our relationship with one another. And in the text that I've read, he gives us three things that are essential for spiritual ministry and growth in the body of Christ. The very first thing that he tells us, there's only one verse that covers it, and that's verse 3. Praise God. And that is, put my first point up on that board, is that we need to take an honest evaluation of ourselves. Can everybody be honest with, can you be? You know, sometimes, most times, folks are not honest with themselves. We take an evaluation. We say everybody else is all messed up. And we're the greatest thing since sliced bread. I'm trying to figure who that preacher that said that. Y'all know who he was. Jasper Williams, I believe. Jasper Williams said that. Some people are so sweet on themselves. It's a wonder they don't die from an acute case of sugar diabetes. Paul said, look what Paul said in verse 3.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome moving until redeeming.
God with the CA. You are tuned into the spiritual
market. In an in-depth
but when we put it all together, this is what we'd like to call you.
Let's tune in as evangelist Ron Bell takes you further.
You were born
into the word
in a manger.
We want to talk about why it's so important that the preachers and teachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ teach the entire of the full gospel of salvation. Because God himself said that his people perish for the lack of knowledge. So we titled this lesson today, Preach the Full Gospel of Salvation. That's the title of our lesson today. Preach the Full Gospel of Salvation. We know that there are some severe lack in the churches all over the world. And it is the express reason that we're seeing a crisis, I mean severe crisis and devastations all over the world. But it seems like that there is no nation as bad as the United States when it comes to hate crimes and all these assaults and murders on innocent people of color. I mean, we can understand war in countries, we can understand that, but what we're seeing in the United States is high profile. We have become the murder capital of the world. Killings, shootings, mass murders, taking the lives of older citizens, children. It's heinous to say the least. I almost hate to mention the continued wrongful, hateful murder and assaults on black men and black boys. And in some cases, It's increasing. The murder rates are increasing on black women and black girls. I hate to bring it up because everybody that has been a victim of hate crimes and murder, wrongful murder and death in the United States have had some laws or legislation at least mention about what's going on with them. But the Justice Departments and the legislative bodies of America shows African-American people that they have a pure disdain for people of color. And that's just not right. It's just not right. You know, you turn on your TV, if you don't think I'm telling you the truth, if you think I'm just making something up, then you turn on your TVs and you see what's going on all these news stations. You check out the pay stubs of the checks of these people of color, and then you look at the ones of a different color, and you're going to see a great difference in what's going on there. You look at the job market and who's still not qualified for low interest loans. People working at Burger King's and McDonald's, they can never buy a home, you know. So they're out of the job market, they're out of a home forever, unless we can get legislation pushed there to get a pay increase. And we see that that's gridlocked and deadlocked also. And even the people in our state of Louisiana does not approve of giving pay raises to poor people. It's a shame. Who's most likely to be stopped who just think about it. Just think about this. Who is most likely to be stopped for any reason, any old reason? It's going to be black people. Who's most likely to be killed, you know, in their homes, in their backyard, in their bed, in their car, even for jaywalking? Now this is just unheard of. You're jaywalking, and you stopped, and you're murdered for jaywalking. This is not what this lesson is about, but somebody have to say something. We all have our role to play in what's happening in our society today. And we can't sit still and have one race of people railroaded in every venue of life while others enjoy endless freedoms and pleasure. You know, if teaching was done, I'm just going to tell you now, if there was some teaching done just on love, just a simple subject is love, which is also in this salvation plan, love, there just wouldn't be a lot of hate going on in the world today. If we just had some simple teachings on love. And I'm going to tell you, let me tell you some of the things what God said about love. Matthew 22:39. Matthew says, he tells us to love our neighbor like we love ourselves. And now, you know, if we could just love our neighbor as we love ourselves, we would be doing something great. You know, we would be doing something great. If you say you love God and you hate your brother, you're a liar. That's in 1 John 4:20. It says, if you say you love God and you hate your neighbor, then you're a liar. Now, I'm not calling anyone a liar, but the Bible says you are a liar if you say you love God and you hate your neighbor. We're all neighbors. That's how God characterizes us, as neighbors. And when you say you love God and you hate your neighbors, I don't care what color they are, what creed, what nationality they are, you're lying, you know? And then John 13:34 says, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. That's Jesus talking. He says, I'm giving you a new commandment. I'm giving to you that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye love one another also. We have to love one another just like God loved us, just like Jesus loved us. We have to have that same abiding love for everybody else. We have to have that saints of God or we're not doing the things that God says